Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, I'm back! Yes. Andy Halliday's birthday!
Is he your birthday?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was your birthday.
You look a bit 40, but what age are you actually?
30. 30.
Are you 30? Got you something?
Oh, here we go.
No, it's a serious present. For your birthday, mate.
Oh, what a man!
Holy fuck.
There you go.
Tell me, I thought that could have been a strawberry tart.
Oh, my God! Strawberry tart, boy.
That is sensational.
Wait, Kev, you asked for the yum-yum.
What a fucking problem.
I said a few journeys that.
So, 30, mate, huh?
30, aye. Tell you what, woke up this morning and all 30 strands of hair on the pillow, by the way. It's not getting easier. Oh, I was depressed.
Where did you go to Edinburgh?
Went to Edinburgh, a couple of days. Tell you what, I've never been a... I don't know about you, but I've never been a massive Edinburgh fan, but I had a right good weekend.
I know, I was saying that to Lynn the other day, but why don't we go to Edinburgh? She's like, oh, nightlife's shite. And the day drinking, I think, is quite good.
Mate, are we?
Like Edinburgh.
Aye. If you're brought up in Glasgow, you're brought up in Edinburgh, you don't really go to the other one.
No.
But going through, I had a great weekend, mate. Great
what was the boozers you went to? What's that? Well, have you ever been to Fingers, mate? Piano bar, it stays open late at night. What a place.
Imagine you've only ever been to Edinburgh once.
You in the jet?
Once. No, Scotland are 21s. Years ago, Kenny Miller, Tam McManus.
Oh, that's a shite story.
That's a shite story. That was listening to Tam McManus for a night. That was tough. But no, that's genuinely the only time, even when I played with the Hearts, never ventured into Edinburgh once.
No?
Good weekend, by the way.
I'm due a wee Sunday club up there. I'm passing it a wee Sunday club.
We need saxophone lessons. That was you got,
yeah? That was it, aye.
Who was it? Did you know the year
just me and a gaffer, aye. Tell you what, no, he was too good, though. He was embarrassing me for everyone.
Happy birthday on the sax, was it? Julie Isabella.
Tell you what.
Right, there's Julie Isabella.
Looks
nice,
smart. Stinks of course.
That is cost.
I delivered to Julie Isabella the other day.
Oh, did she tell you that?
No, I must have
not. Left a note on the job. Just leave it behind the door. I'm hiding behind it.
Oh!
Nah, what's good on
you? She gets about 10 packages a day. I'm not surprised.
Unbelievable.
By the way, big news. After Paul Stein banned pubes on open goal, big man shaved them, didn't you?
I did, mate.
There's a bit you used it with.
Is that the ones to get into the hydro now?
Fucking whipped them off the
swab. That's how you can get in the hydro. What have I got? I've got
six glasses I had to use.
So what, tells a story. What made you whip them off?
I was just looking and thinking it looked a bit jungle-like.
Bob Marley in a thylop.
Aye.
This has got to go in.
It looked a bit like your forehead there. This wee tadger hanging out the middle of it.
We lost him again, didn't we? We lost him. So then he's away back.
He's away back. Flat after the hydro.
Four days in Amsterdam.
If any of you see him in Amsterdam, look after him.
Aye, please do. He's hit a right badging after the hydro again, isn't he?
Do you know why though as well? His dad got replaced as the head of the Farton Army.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, John Carver's now in charge.
John Carver. Talk about the Farton Army, by the way. What a team of Scotia, aren't they?
Unbelievable. Only team better than them is Grosvenor right now.
Not quite at that level yet. Grosvenor have got more match winners, aren't they?
Do you want to tell them about the odds?
The odds, by the way, listen, outstanding treble odds again, Kev. It's ridiculous. Any odds, any bet, any sport. How are they doing it?
I don't know, mate. 3-1, it's just ridiculous.
They go through strength to strength, don't they? They do. That is unbelievable. Custard croissant. The Eusebi's Deli.
Eusebi's Deli.
By the way, we need to say as well, Another guy that's met his win, Charlie McGrew.
Hey, if you lost him or not?
He's been greeting in the hydro car park, mate, naked in his motor, just staring at the hydro.
He's right up for another one if we get one, didn't we? But
can't wait. Stuart was saying he's shouting, the vocabulary was for Neanderthals.
It's just a disgrace. Not coming back.
Ben Charlie was brilliant, wasn't he?
Do you think an opportunity's now with the boys, Steve Clark and the boys, maybe taking us to another major tournament? The opportunities are endless for Open Goal again,
isn't it? Oh, my God, man. See, last week we obviously had the chat about Hampden, and people generally think we're fucking going to sell out Hampden, eh?
You never know, mate.
That's can we not just do like another hydro, but do like a three-night gig, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
I wonder what the troops want.
Let us know what you want.
Because I had a boy tweet me about Dubai. I was saying to him, like, we were booked up to go to Dubai last year, but just after the hydro, but it got cancelled because of COVID. And then there was a trip to America as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, America, New York.
We're going global, mate. We're going global.
There'll be a playoff party somewhere, innit?
I tell you, that's got to be one of the best weeks in Scottish football.
One place I'm refusing to go to is Stranraer.
No, mate, no chance. No big enough. Hydro on the Sunday, Scotland Saturday night. See, between the two atmospheres, mate. I know, obviously, you left 10 minutes to go, Si.
I know, what am I thinking, mate?
He's left with 10 minutes to go.
I fucking hate sitting in traffic for me with two of my two kids in the motorcycle.
And
that
atmosphere at the end of that game was probably one of the best I think I've ever witnessed in football.
Mate, Alan McCoist, man, he had me on the fumes, mate. Honestly, he's getting emotional. He's the best co-commentator on the game, isn't he? Brilliant.
It's just so enthusiastic, passionate, and when he's negative, he's no personal. He just gives his honest take on it. I think that's how every pundit should be. I think that we see when you're honest, people can respect that a wee bit more.
There's no PC comments, is there? It's just emotion.
No. Aye. The subs just warmed up the full time. Because we were right next to the sub, and I said, why are you out all the time? He says, Carver keeps flying on the bed.
Stinking up there. talking about Carver, Newcastle, we might get to him later on.
Talking about weekend, that's the first weekend off of the ages, you said?
No, well, last month.
Summer, since the summer. But what did you? So you went to Edinburgh football?
Aye, I went to football Saturday. Managed to get finished early, and then phoned a friend in there for a few tickets. Managed to get some.
Carver,
unbelievable.
Carver got you.
I can't take my kids to an All Scotland game now because how do you top that atmosphere after Saturday? But it was brilliant. Good family day. Pisano pizza straight afterwards. Few peels.
We name drop there.
Name and drop, nah, he means we're name dropping best pizza in Glasgow. Let's not beat about the bush.
You've got rid of the bush.
If anybody thinks their pizza's better, you know where I am. Send them in every Monday, Record Factory. I'll try them.
What do you think Tam Court's done? He'd caught a vacation, wouldn't he?
Oh,
what do you think he'd done? Just watch one start a countdown to the end, innit?
I think that wine tasting or something.
Wine tasting, definitely.
Think he sits at, like, when he gets finished training, gets home and rushes in the house for 4 o'clock for countdown.
Definitely, mate.
Like nine letters, got nine letters.
Nine letters every time. It's not less than nine. What did you do? What was your weekend?
Friday we went to Edinburgh as well, we just missed you.
I know, I got it.
So you Saturday, Sunday?
Saturday, Sunday, yeah. Maybe we get back about 2 hours ago or something.
Wee village hotel, we stay in there. Nice. Get some in the morning, back for the Scotland game.
Right. How's the rain still born though? Are they getting there?
Wee Craigans needs to liven up.
Does he?
Youngest. Curly, still got that curly tone, mate. Can't get a kid.
No grow a character yet.
Nah, mate, no personality, mate.
My wife is just saying, is how much the Simons boys like chat away. And I was like,
he's
giving them a hard time, man.
Chat to my boys.
No, your boys chat to you, like when they meet me, they'll say, like, Kevin, they'll ask you a question about the football or chat.
Sociable young men.
Very, very sociable. I wish my kids were like that.
How's yours not like that, though?
Nah, mine goes shy, is it? Harry's all right, but the other two, man, they go pure shy. But Max would talk the ears off a donkey, but. He's obviously older, but your two boys are well sociable.
Mm. That's because the Jet does all the talking for that.
My wing's not here today.
Who's late?
Aye. You've got
he's missed, isn't
he? He is, but he's, we wish him an enjoyable experience. Because we do need
But we hope he comes back, don't we?
Is he in Amsterdam?
Amsterdam, so, aye. Obviously, if I did another hydro, we need an Amsterdam too, don't we?
Who did he go with his dad?
No, the winger.
Did he go to the winger, didn't he?
Did he go to the winger, aye.
Did.
Who's horned out of
the airport? I don't know, she left her shinnies in a bit. It's fucking stink the motor for a week.
Unbelievable. Right, most exciting Scotland game you've seen in a while?
Ever.
Ever?
Of all time, mate.
How good? First half was... I was raging first half.
I know,
half
we had a chat at half-time, didn't we? We sat and analysed it at half-time.
Why did we set off teams at the start?
Quite often, though, with the big games, it's always a game of chess, and it's a bit intense. A bit intense, sorry.
Intense. It was very intense.
But that's see, growing up Scotland, right, the game that always stuck out to me was Italy one at Hampden.
When we got just cheated, the boy dived,
didn't
he?
Just because the magnitude of the game, the atmosphere of the game, the country when Barry Ferguson scored the equaliser, but that, mate, at the weekend was next level, wasn't it? I don't think if the fans aren't there in the stadium, I don't think Scotland win that.
No,
you're absolutely right. I think we had a right good chance early on with Shea Adams. I think he maybe possibly got to hit that first time.
Fit turned into a piece of shit, didn't it?
And then they've obviously a great free kick, but we can analyse it all we want. Like, Patterson...
Never had a great first half.
But who did? I would ask that question. But see, for Patterson, I think I was talking to someone about it. He's 18 years old. He's not playing regularly every week for Rangers at the minute. He's still learning the game. So... that's the negative side of him, because he's still got all that to come. But see, the good in Patterson, the good is very, very good, and that's what we should be talking about.
He could have shot it second half, but he kept being brave to the ball.
I don't mind kids making a mistake at that age, because you are only the fully fledged finished article at that age. He's young, he's inexperienced, and he'll only gain that with more games he plays. But looking back, he'll say, I should just have kicked it out of the park, and it doesn't lead to coming inside, and it doesn't get a free kick. But ultimately, second half, he fucking came out.
He's a hobby.
He's very, very good. There's a lot of negative comments being spun around the stadium, but when you watch the kid, the guy's going to be there for 10, 15, 20 years to come. He's brilliant. He's very, very good.
How is that Sir Harvey scoring 36 goals and 38 caps?
Is that what he's got?
His last 38 international caps with 36 goals.
Mate, he's a good player.
Looks like his haircut on Duke Street, doesn't he?
He's a good player, but...
He just drifts off the front, doesn't he? Nice wee pocket. But
they're actually better than what we probably think.
Israel are decent.
Technically got very good football players, and they've got... I still think, right, so he takes a Harvey, that... I'm talking about even bigger. Scotland right now, I think it's the best Scotland squad for a long, long time, but that's probably the only thing we miss, is just that match winner, somebody that's literally guaranteed you 20 goals in the next 30, 35 caps. To be fair, Lyndon Dykes just scored, is it the last three qualifiers he scored now?
I need to say, I thought Jack Henry was very good.
Mate, I thought there was a few, mate, Billy Gilmore.
Oh, Gilmore second half.
I tell you what, I'm saying it's the best Scotland team we've seen in a while. He's no Scottish. He just doesn't play.
He's a
wee spaniard, isn't he? I feel like he's like on a trampoline all the time. He's always on his toes, bouncing about, looking to react, and he's just oozes class, takes the ball in great positions.
So he takes on that half-turn,
feels comfortable, running the corners, keeps it simple, he's able to open up his body. He's looking at the second, third pass before it even gets to him. But another one I think sometimes goes a wee bit unsung is probably Kieran Tierney as well. See,
Rolls Royce.
Because he doesn't get involved in the game as much, it's what he does away from it. I just think that he's Andy Robertson, captain's
but
performance.
But see, first half, they two were playing too close to each other. 5 yards higher up the pitch.
The three boys in the midfield, McGregor,
Gilmore,
and who's the other one? McGinn. First half, they weren't doing enough. And then second half, they stepped up the park 5 yards and they got into better positions, and Callum McGregor got more of the ball, Gilmore got more of the ball, McGinn started getting into pockets of space, then you had Patterson flying up the wing, you had Andy Robertson getting up the wing, and then when they got down the wing, all you wanted was good, decent delivery, and we had that. The only thing that let us down, like Andy said, is if we've got a world-class striker, we win that game maybe 4 or 5. But we didn't take our chances, and fair play to Lyndon Dykes, poor penalty poor penalty. If the keeper dies to the left, it goes down the middle, it's a goal.
You want us to just leave him? You could just fucking talk.
No, I'm just talking. It's because young Paul's here.
You're getting a chance this week.
Getting a wee opportunity this week, so I'm going to milk it.
You're an inch of 2 a mile, man.
Lyndon Dykes, great finish for the goal. Getting across the any strike on the box, when that ball comes in, take that gamble, get across the first defender, and he got his rewards, but brilliant. And then obviously he steal it at the end, man. What an atmosphere.
I think McGinn's got the best arse in Scottish football.
By far.
John Carver's like, what a day for
that. How do you get the ball off him?
It's impossible, mate. It's actually impossible. But not even take the piss, that's one of his best attributes.
He likes people being close to him, doesn't he?
He wants to shield them off, hold them off and spin and roll. But mate, he's... His goal record under Steve Clarke's a joke.
His finish was class.
But that was Andy Robertson's best game for Scotland for me.
Yeah, he was good, wasn't he, Andy Robertson? Very good.
He got man of the match at the stadium, and I thought at the time, Gilmore for me dictated, because he was making the space to receive the ball that was allowing others to get the space. But I can see why. Two assists, but nah. We needed to win that. We're now 4 points clear. I think if we beat Faroes on Tuesday or Wednesday, it more Wednesday, or less kind of guarantees us finishing second.
Austria have got Denmark away, so they're fucked. Yeah. So beating Israel there was massive. Because I think they've literally, I think they've got, they've not got like Moldova, Faroes, I think they might actually have.
Going away to Denmark, it's like going away to Grosvenor, that.
It's impossible. Mate, they're
20, the 3 points,
26 goals scored and then conceded. It's ridiculous, isn't
it? Scary, man.
That's what we're probably for.
Is that Scotland's best 11? Maybe Hanley come in?
Maybe Hanley,
Hanley coming back.
McTominay?
McTominay didn't play well.
Oof.
McTominay needed to stop rolling the fucking ball and top the foot and top
studs,
of the ball.
How he studs.
And then, did you see a couple of times we got some free kicks and he was just like pinging them the aimlessly pitch. And I'm thinking, yeah, a bit of purpose. What? No, another thing we've got to talk about the first
half. No, I'm saying it. I never ever want to see Lyndon Dykes take a throw in, a centre forward, and then Scott McTominay was hitting corners, 6'3".
Nah. What is going on?
I've watched him McVeigh in it. To be fair, that's his special, isn't it?
That's set pieces, mate.
Flying with Villa.
Mate. Ultimate fucking set. Somebody wrote set piece specialist. Who? Where?
To be fair,
Jackie's written a course for that.
To be fair,
imagine that, just hitting hundreds of corners in man.
See, to be fair, everyone's talking about his first camp and set piece specialist, and they scored the winner in the last minute for a set piece. He fucking conceded for it.
That's what they did.
I know direct free kicks a bit different, but
if you look at the winner, the set piece winner. Every corner that John McGinn took in that second half went far post.
Yeah,
and he probably overkicked him. The first time he didn't overcook a corner, Henry got the flick on and Tommy it round the back. So I just think the first lot of corners weren't the great deliveries. The final one was a good delivery and had the movement and the touch to
see
get
see that
there.
Team, just get the ball down and play quick.
Surely when you get a long throw in, right?
A junior team in the first half, man. Every time the ball went out,
Nielsen's getting warmed up for a long throw.
He used to kick it off people to take a throw, didn't he, Robin Nielsen?
Even you boys at Peterhead, everybody set off a long throw. See the amount of space for somebody just to come short quickly and date to feet and then whip it in. He's still got the big guys in the box, but the fact we're doing long throws and we haven't got anybody that can throw the ball long, which is fucking ridiculous.
Again, what I like about the Scotland team is Dykes, same with Patterson, had a bit of a shocker first half comes in. Dykes misses the penalty. Doesn't seem like a face them,
No. And by the way, he takes his goal very well. Got ruled out, right? So imagine VAR wasn't a thing. Imagine that getting ruled out.
No.
So we talked about getting cheated against Italy. I'm like, we'll get to it. I hate VAR, right? It's not that I don't hate the principle yet. I still think there's a lot of work to be done and how long it takes and whether the referee goes to a monitor or not, or somebody fucking 10,000 miles away makes a final decision. And I still think, it needs to be like clear and obvious for the referee to overturn that. I still don't think that should be a thing. If it's a foul, it's a foul. If it's offside, it's offside. Yeah. It shouldn't be a clear obvious. If it's clear, just make the decision. But if VAR wasn't there and that goal cost us getting to the World Cup,
well, so what did he blow for? High feet?
But
I'm he was fucking 6 inch off the ground. He hit that away.
I think that's
how did you
help.
Know it was 6 inch? Did you measure it with it?
Aye, I wish.
I think the boy kind of dived looking for like a he made it look as though he had caught him. I think that's what helped overrule the decision. But nah, I'm thinking to myself at the time, if Dykes has got across the defender and touched that, surely, if the defender was there first, he would have headed it, and Dyke would have kicked his head. So, great overrule, great decision.
On the referee. Everyone thinks that Steve Clark put him out early as a motivational thing, but supposedly it was good Carver.
Fart in the changing room was fucking big. Mate, it was Carver who was in that hydro changing room, wasn't it? We were getting a shower.
Oh my God.
John Carver sneaking out late bells.
John Carver was at the Calvary.
But I tell you what, you're talking about, that's actually I think that is actually a headache because Hanley's got to play.
Yeah.
But who is he coming in for? I still.
You wouldn't want Grant Hanley to get a headache with that fucking head.
No. But see set pieces, so that was always. That's probably still has been a bit of a weak point of Scotland with cross balls. Denmark games, two cross balls, obviously two set pieces. Hanley is the one.
Penalty box defender, isn't he?
It's that aerially dominant.
I think he comes in for McTominay because McTominay.
Where'd you put McTominay?
Well, you'd probably just put him on the bench.
Would you?
Well, I've seen. How do you upset the midfielder now?
The midfield three is hard to change.
It's hard to change. And the way the Robertson Tierney thing with the left side, that can't change. Patterson's, that's his position now, unless something happens at the club football and if he doesn't get enough minutes, who knows, or game fitness. So it's hard to change. But McTominay, for me, isn't a natural defender. So whereas, like you say, that goal that Israel scored, the second one, see if Hanley was there, he goes and just heads that, clears it. Do you know what I mean? Whereas McTominay's maybe looking to try and, but It's a difficult one, but it's actually good to have that problem because we haven't had that for a long time.
Christie coming on as well, a great sub.
It made a big difference.
Some of his touches were a joke.
He brought out the sky and then Gilmore caught it in the volley and they flicked it round each other.
Yeah.
And then his feet to get the chance for McGinn. Brilliant.
See, I think you're right as well, what you're saying about Patterson. So it's like Patterson's probably only played now maybe 30 first team games. Aye. And we've never actually seen him have a bad spell within a game. But I think even when he didn't play well, I thought he was, in that first half, second half, what you said, he was really good. He's an outlet on the right-hand side that we've had on the left-hand side for a while. Mm. And O'Donnell, like I said, I think he's took a lot of unfair criticism because defensively, Steve Clark's tushied on. They've had clean sheets at Wembley, clean sheets at the Austria game. But Patterson does give you that attacking outlet to the other side. And like you said, you're talking about performances. How many shots was it Scotland ended up with? 18? Clear-cut chances must have been 6 or 7. And that's probably something that you've not really associated with this Scotland team, even though they've been successful with just creating chances, big chances. Talk about Che Adams, but Dykes' header, the second half, score.
He's got to score.
He's got to head that down. Head it down the keeper, because the keeper's coming across like this. You put that down, he can't go for that position down to there.
McGinn's chance.
I've seen you go for that.
McGinn's chance the second half should need to score. So chances created was very, very good.
They're in a good place, Scotland, isn't they?
Unbelievable.
I think they're a better team now than they were when they beat Serbia in the last playoffs.
They're a better team now than they were the team in the Euros, for me, 100%.
When they play at that level of intensity and that high up the park, and like you say, when they play the three of them, McGregor, McGinn and Gilmore doing what they did, that allows Patterson to get up, it allows Andy Robertson to get up. And when they're up to that, you've got the two guys in the middle, opportunities galore. On the Patterson thing in the first half, I want to go back to that. A lot of times got caught in possession, but I feel sometimes had our midfield been a wee bit more open for passes to receive, he maybe wouldn't have got in possession because
he was just isolated and he was like going doing that.
He left in his head and there was no opportunity. So the good thing is that into half time, Steve Clark's addressed the problems. He came out second half completely different.
At home at Hampden, though, I know you can't do it all the time against a good team, but see when they press high up the pitch, it just gets the crowd going, doesn't it?
Because one thing is, see if the Scotland team actually presses for the front against these teams. Mate, their back five's so athletic. They're all quick.
Exactly.
Jack Henry, even Hanley when he plays, McTominay, Tierney, Robertson, mate, they're all quick.
Yeah.
So, 19 out of 10, you're not actually going to get caught in back.
A big thing about Craig Gordon, a great save at the right time.
Straight for the Q Club, mate.
I know. He was
at the Q Club all weekend.
Odds for the chalk. He was chopping his gloves before the game, wasn't he?
So, would you go with Gordon over Marshall, huh?
Big Craig Gordon's playing every week, and we talk about him every week because he's putting in performances left, right, and so he can't shift him. You know what I mean? He's playing brilliant.
And this team as well will be miles better for even the experience of the Euros.
Yeah.
So some of the big games coming, these playoff games will be better for experience alone. Some of them haven't even got that many caps, really. Che Adams, Dykes, Patterson.
Gilmore's not got many.
There's a few of them that don't really have that many caps. Gilmore.
We need to say, Gary Mackay Stevens was up Thursday. He only found out the score through Teletext. So
he did, aye.
Maybe get the highlights now that he's back down in Glasgow.
Still rough for that. Big night they had at the cinema.
The Harry Potter night. Boogie song as well after it, Kev. I left early, as
you
I said, fucking schoolboy, but how was it? Amazing. Somebody says you were in tears, that right?
I honestly.
And you were doing that? You kept doing that or something? Dancing it?
If you hadn't brought it to the attention of the public, the Andy Collins live video, just stop getting your fucking head. You take the credit where credit's due. That wouldn't be my national song and it wouldn't be where, like, it's a whole part of the process.
People have spoken, haven't they?
I was listening to the radio, they played the Slaney song.
Mate, afterwards, they fucking went free from desire and I'm just, I'm waiting on a Slaney to come out the tunnel.
And with the scooter?
Aye, but...
With John Carver in the back?
Fucking, you had that boy with the Cam Austin McPhee, dragging him out in a dog and chain.
He does a lot of golden retriever, doesn't he?
Oh, he does, mate. He's like one of those big sad dogs with the big long lugs.
Steve Clark had dog biscuits in his pocket, didn't he? He just kept doing that in Austin McPhee. unreal, right? You said it, VAR. For me, mate, I love it.
Do you?
You get the right decision, innit?
But
did you say we could have went to a World Cup instead of Italy? That Italy game.
But we've still.
Or Euros, whatever it
we've
was.
We've still seen plenty of VAR decisions. No, being with Mbappe for a start.
No, what
the fuck
was that on the
weekend?
So you didn't want it in Scotland, eh? Good for the refs, isn't it? Because they get abused, man.
Right, see even like what I was saying when it did work, right? So I weighing up pros and cons. It worked with Lyndon Dykes, right? See Lyndon Dykes feeling a scoring that goal and wanting to run off and celebrate equalising.
Yeah.
But for 2 minutes, he's thinking his goal's chopped off. And then see when VAR then says no, it is a goal. You can even see with his reaction, his sort of moment's gone a wee bit. It's gone back to kick-off. Like saying Mbappe, it's offside. It goes to VAR, it goes to the camera, it comes back, goal.
Craig Gordon was like, still... how's that been chalked off?
So, but I still think, it's better than what it was last year, obviously being the first season. I still think there's ways to go where it can be compared to like the rugby video.
I prefer it's too slow. I prefer the ref going to make the decision, like the ref going and looking at the camera
instead of them,
instead of these guys in the ear, because it's his game. He's either made the right or wrong, so he should be the one to go to correct it, not somebody else and some other. Can you imagine some of the three squad books that we are going to get fucking sitting in a studio somewhere? All right, big, I'm going to say his name because that would have been too much.
You're going to say Bobby Madden, aren't you?
No, wasn't it? I just got to say something and then just say, what do you think? Aye, that's a penalty. And it's maybe no, because sometimes VAR gets it wrong as well. Like, I mean, we're talking about Mbappe, that's wrong. But the ref going quickly to the decision and just make it, I think that could be better.
Mate, do you know what I never understand, right? And I've probably been guilty, and we probably all have. See the Israel player's reactions to the penalty? Mate, that boy could have got a 2 year in Berlin for the stint for that tackle.
I know.
And they were all going mental.
Mate, what, 2 feet?
I
think that's I could be a red card.
Mate, what were they complaining about though for like 10 minutes as if it wasn't a penalty?
I know.
We've got like Gilmore Doubt. I thought it was in the gymnastics. He made it about 4 somersaults in there.
It was unbelievable.
It's frightening.
But like, I think the reason I think it's a good thing, if you ask any ref, they're for it, innit? So if the refs are for it, then it must be.
It has to come out. Scotland, they're talking about finance in Scotland and how much it's going to cost. I think they're saying about like 1 to 2 million quid to introduce it into the top.
Slaney's giving up his hydro money, innit?
Surely in Scottish football, we can find 1 to 2 million between 12 clubs.
Not just them, mate. Clubs are toiling, aren't they?
No, but we're talking about 90 grand each or something. Less than that. 85 grand. Surely we can sort that out.
But Bobby Maddie, he'll just give you decisions so you can look at himself on the camera, won't he?
100%.
He'll just keep, imagine he just kept giving decisions.
No, but should date with him and just us three just sit and make the decisions.
It's mental how he's turned into a poser out of nowhere, isn't it?
Who, Bobby, asking brands for free glazing on?
A couple of stints on open goal.
Who, Bobby Madden? I thought he was banned for, I thought he was getting banned first for talking for no turn up last week.
Shat it.
Well, sure, he was supposed to be doing the hydro.
Supposed to be the hydro last week. And
the runner didn't
get... best bit, it was the best bit, mate, the music.
No, don't say, because it might be...
Well, we'll keep it for another time.
We'll keep it for another time, but he's not obviously coming on, we'll get a different ref.
Mate, that would have been so...
The runner didn't get my beard trimmer, so he went home, didn't he? No doubt it.
Did you see the Mbappe decision, kid?
I didn't know. We're talking about it here before.
Mate, he's like, what is it?
So they've obviously said, where I think was an improvement to VAR. When they go to VAR, they've got a broader offside line now, obviously. Yep. So they've done the broader offside line. He's still a wee bit offside, but it's like benefit of the doubt to the attacker. But see, when you actually see it, without the lines, you can see he's offside, can't you? Whereas last year, now it's like they bring the lines,
it was the proper.
But even when you look at it, it still doesn't look offside. He is offside. It was a weird one, wasn't it?
So
has there been an explanation for it or that?
What was the defender's not going off on that?
I don't know. But they probably didn't see what we've seen, do you know what I mean? I tell you what though, I don't really watch international football, to be honest, if it's no Scotland, but that Belgium?
France?
No, the semi one.
Italy? No.
Who was that?
Spain and Italy. Spain, Italy.
Belgium, France.
2-0 up and they could beat 3-2.
The semi one. What a fucking game
was
that was, mate. Aye. Oh my God.
Belgium are 2-0 up and France beat them 3-2.
Mate, it's one of the best international. Mate, Benzema.
So was he like that at 2 up?
Mate,
he's cruising.
He's getting
Benzema is a joke.
Oh,
mate.
Benzema's so underrated,
a
mate.
Joke.
I love Benzema. Martinez is getting a.
Aye. He has been in charge of the greatest era of Belgian footballers. And they've won fuck all and he's made a.
But he enough has done the Derulo.
Eh?
That'll go down in history.
Know,
the better than winning something.
I just don't think. They'll look back in that era and think, how did we know?
Because quite a lot of them are.
Could he be the Newcastle manager?
Is what that the rumour,
right? Mate, so the people that have taken over Newcastle are 3 times richer than Man City's owners.
No chance.
Swear. That's true, isn't it?
Man City's owners or something.
There's like a pie chart. I'm going to try to eat it, but there's like a pie chart and 3/4 of the Premier League wealth is Newcastle United now.
I know, but they've got like 34 billion cheap man share or something. These have got like 340 billion.
Wow.
It's like bonkers money.
Hydro money.
Who have we seen then? Who's signing for Newcastle?
Who would it needs to be like an, I want the boy for goal actually sign.
Does it feel a bit like Sean Chelsea?
Gravison was in goal, wasn't he? Remember?
Was he?
Gravison was in the left. Remember
that? That's right. That's right.
He's a big bald nut.
Does it feel a bit like Chelsea when Abramovich took over, Mourinho came in and he went spend? Do you think that's a similar situation on the horizon? But who comes in and starts that? Because obviously
Kevin Keegan.
Mourinho,
I love it if we beat him.
Oh, mate, get him. God, I tell you Keegan. What, those all the clubs that like you I'm not saying happy to see it, but at least it's a big club. Do you know what I mean? Newcastle are a big club, they've got a big fan base.
Fans have suffered for a while, aren't they? They deserve this, man.
They've had a bad 10, 15 year.
That's your rival, so Kevin.
No, I'm not really like to talk about them in too much light here. Obviously, I'd love to see them no day well, but in terms of for the Premier League, is it good? Of course it's good. Because it might actually have a team that's not expected to upset the apple cart, and they possibly could come in.
Cam Courts, Applegate, love that.
They're going to come in.
His nipples have just went solid, didn't they, that apple cart?
Just getting yourself an empty checkbook and deciding who you pick. It's not like, as we are what a desire to be coaches and managers one day, maybe not me, but you two guys are. How do you stop that scenario? Who comes in and fits in straight away? How long does it take to get a team to gel together?
Because the first few signings would have been harder ones.
Oh, aye. That's like bringing in some of the nuggets that Chelsea brought in at the beginning that fucking disappeared quite quickly.
Remember quite a lot of them.
Remember the boy that played
Kesman,
that's the one I was thinking of.
Man City were the same, it took them a while.
Was it Joe?
Sean Wright Phillips, Joe, that's right. Joe, Brazilian.
Because Mark Hughes, was the kind of.
Rubinho, that's right.
He was the kind of, what do you call it?
Never kicked his ass, Rubinho.
The dummy act to take the first steps. So who's going to be, it's not a case
It'll
of.
It'll be funny when Mbappe comes in and plays in front of Paul Dummett, won't it? That'd be brilliant.
Who's this fucking Dummett?
I'm going to call the two brothers, the ones at Aberdeen.
Longstaff. He may as well pack his bag there.
He may as well just speak to Scott Brown and Stephen Glass and say, sign me permanent. There's no point in me going back there.
If Brucey does go, he wants to be,
isn't he?
Close to his loved ones, didn't he? So he's going to go on to Toby Carvery.
But it'd be so much better if he stays though, wouldn't it? Imagine you got all these world class players with just Steve Bruce still there.
But he's like, I'm the farm jab when you sign.
Oh, mate. You get some intercontinental farts in that jab.
We might get him on the podcast soon then.
Do you think we could?
Bruce, yeah, I would love Bruce on. But I think if they're going to go and get somebody, Conte.
Conte, do you think he'd be the first one?
I would go and get
to start the wheels going.
Do you think he would?
I don't know, do you think he would take that?
Well, like the, I mean, if they've got as much money as you're saying. Probably he's going to get an open checkbook, isn't he? He's going to get fortunes to go.
Well, you still get people want to go and live in Newcastle.
Newcastle's alright, isn't it?
I know, but
Newcastle's alright. Like, that was the problem. Like, when we got Sunderland, the big problem with getting big names there was the northeast, because when you're playing in Manchester or London, some of these foreign players can jump onto a plane and away they go back to their homeland for maybe the weekend or something after the game, get the Monday off. That was the attraction, because there were so many flights. Whereas in Newcastle, the airport's not the biggest, but now in terms of finance, they'll be able to get the players because the owners will probably put on a private jet. There you go, you can fly away. But Newcastle's not the worst place to be.
No, it's not the greatest. During the day, it's the only place you go on during the day and the strippers just stripping. I've never seen anything like that. Just in a bar.
The only time the clothes actually in the club outside are fucked.
But it'd be interesting to see who actually is the manager and who they sign.
Mourinho.
I should get in a role, man.
Carver's got to get a role, isn't he?
He has to.
Carver's got to
Stevie
be involved.
G's obviously in the talking, but
I don't think they'll go for Gerrard. I think they'll go for a proven
winner
in the Premier League.
I think he would.
Who in the market or who in football is renowned for
Terry
building
Venables.
Straight away?
Terry Venables.
No, a big Terry's done.
Building strong, Atkinson.
You know, somebody that's come in and had money and spent well and got a team going quite quickly. Is there somebody there that can? I know Mourinho did it at Chelsea.
Big Sam, isn't it?
Big Sam.
He's coming back.
Gary Megson.
Mate, he's just been waiting for the right opportunity. He's still doing 100 jobs.
Tony Pierce.
He's first
fucking leather at me.
First signing Shawcross, 100%. Or am I in the world?
Rory Dalat.
Neil Warnock.
Robbie Nielsen and Rory Dalat, right mid and right back.
And the dice for the long throws.
Fucking hell.
Do you think Gerrard would take that now?
I don't think he would. Well, listen, you can't really say that. I think if you asked me that a couple of months ago, would they take a Newcastle job? And I said no. Now that got an open checkbook and but I still think that the obvious ones is he's going to want a Liverpool job down the line, isn't he?
Yeah.
What's his best opportunity to get that? But I think he loves it here. I think he loves Glasgow. I think he loves Rangers.
I tell you who might Brendan Rodgers might be a shout.
Oh, that's a great shout.
Yeah, it's a good shout.
Think
the one that style of football, wouldn't it?
Style of football, and you think when he came into Celtic and the guys he brought in there to build the team that they ended up having for the few years he was there, that's possibly an opportunity because he doesn't really spend too much money at Leicester.
And he would knock that Alan Shearer statue down and put one up himself, wouldn't he, Brendan Rodgers?
Of course, who the fuck's he? Get him done.
I actually think that could be a great shout.
Rodgers.
I think maybe Rodgers. Like Graham Potter at Brighton or something, but that's probably one that like the fans would want a bit more of that.
Imagine Rodgers with an empty checkbook.
Oh.
I think he would be aye.
Boys.
Calvary first signing still.
Boysy.
Empty checkbook.
They've got big cousins. I think they've got big
cousins
in Newcastle.
He'd probably want to buy Slaley Hall. Just move in.
What's that big shopping centre in Newcastle?
The Metro.
The Metro.
That's it. Scottish history, isn't he? Scottish history.
What about the Metro in his pyjamas, man?
Shut out of shops down.
Right, big question is, will they win the Premier League in the next 5 years?
No.
Still no, no? Man, I don't think you realise how much money this geezer's got.
I know, but you've got to remember Simon as a financial fair play.
So
for every penny and it's all right having the big bank balance, but if you can't balance the books right, but then saying that, franchise fair play all kind of comes down to merchandise, how much you spend in your operation. So Newcastle potentially with their 50 odd thousand fans at the gate, you never know, could.
It just depends who they'd attract, doesn't it? Like, because it's like you said when you talk about like Chelsea coming and my money. I still think Chelsea, number one, were probably a bigger club at that time than what Newcastle are now in the Premier League.
Yeah.
So could still attract players.
Yeah.
And how many years did it take for Chelsea to actually win the league? Three or four.
Who was the manager?
They got Champions League the first year.
Did Mignolo come in and win it straight away?
He did.
He wasn't the first manager, was he?
By Abramovich?
Aye, Abramovich.
No, he wasn't. It was Ranieri.
Oh, Ranieri.
And then Abramovich. Then Mourinho.
Man City, when they obviously they first got money, it still took them a few years won it. Pellegrini was the first one to win it.
See, to be honest, and like it's all right bringing in a manager now. They've only got the January transfer window to sort out the shit that they've got now.
Yeah.
Because they're sitting landing.
Imagine they go down.
Matty Longstaff.
They're sitting.
Fought me like before Jan, they're bringing all these players still
going
down.
You've got the players, they're now fucking buzzing, they've been taking over. They don't realise it in 6 months' time about the fucking door.
Uh-huh.
Because they're not good enough. Know that the standards that probably be expected, but...
Paul Dummett.
Can Newcastle stay up this year? Because effectively now they're garbage.
Mm-hmm. You look like that guy used to play with Newcastle. Peter Beardsley.
I thought you were going to say...
The centre-half.
Kitzmeyer.
No, O'Brien. Who's the centre-half? It was O'Brien. Andy O'Brien.
He's a bastard, isn't he? Mate, I had a night out in Newcastle, Tup-Tup, remember it? Give a go at Tup-Tup, right? Kevin Nolan was in. I told you the story, innit?
I don't know.
I was in the toilet, I was fucking steaming in the toilet, so there's a big queue in Tup-Tup toilet, I'm sure, so I've just barged through the queue, I shouted, room for a little one, and Kevin Nolan like that patter, he's like, ah, fucking get in here, little man, so I stood next to Kevin Nolan, mate, steaming. Pissed all over the thingy and you know, blowback.
Splash back,
oh, Jesus. You fucking pissed all over me, little man. Mate, it was pure ragdoll when I was in the toilet.
We used to go Monday nights in Newcastle every Monday.
Monday?
Mate. First team. Monday was the night. Baja Beach Club just across
Remember
the bench.
Remember that Baja Beach Club?
We used to get in there, there'd be like Cheryl Cole would be in, Anton Deck would be in, all the big hitters would be in.
Did they think you were Piers Morgan?
No, they just thought, who the fuck's this wee scud? You know what I mean?
Mate, I've got one for you, right? So we had a Christmas night out in Newcastle with Rangers and...
It's a pure sausage festival.
Our big thing at that point was fantasy football. Do you ever play that fantasy football? Like in football clubs, uh-huh. That's part of the banter on that. Newcastle had played somebody at home and Gini Wijnaldum had just scored four, right? And we, Jason Holt, had captained Gini Wijnaldum. So we're in this tup-tup at night. And sure enough, fucking Gini Wijnaldum walks into the thingy. We Holt, him, he's the quietest boy in the world. He's like, no way, Gini, I need to get a picture with him straight up. Gini, can I get a picture? Wijnaldum. Nah.
Nah, beat it.
I swear to God, everyone was nearly rioting. All the boys were like raging because of me holding that big LaSalle's coming, trying to square go everyone. It was mental.
Did but
it proper kicked off. Wow. 10 minutes later, we hope he's on the deck sleeping, but unconscious because he's fucking blitzed.
It's a shame Slaney's not here to tell the fucking the shaving head story.
In Newcastle.
He
got the old man haircut.
This isn't big enough though, is it?
Nah.
That's not big enough. He uses that in the big venues.
What about, so wait, you'd go on a Monday night? Would you be turning Tuesday?
Huh?
Oh, I love that, man.
We went out every Monday and...
Who'd have been there?
Oh, like Mickey Gray. Craig,
Mickey Gray done a
bit. Mickey Gray loved Newcastle. Proper, like, it was proper.
You getting a pick of that arse again?
I'm fucking got a bad habit, ain't I, doing that? Can't help pick them off. Mondays were unbelievable. But then the Newcastle players used to be at the big show, like Amiobi and that, we'd always be out, and we always got along in that, but we come in Tuesday rough as fuck. But usually Peter Reid would have been out as well.
Would he?
Nah, he'd be as well because...
On. Tell that story, mate.
No, because the Masseur, Mickey Holland, he would get phoned to come and pick the gaffer's car up. And he'd be driving, and then he used to pick Rudy up and take him home, and Rudy would be like fucking wasted. Mickey Holland, the master, used to fucking like rummage his pockets and take out his cash, and the gaffer would make up the fucking name money, and he'd come in the next day loaded. What'd you get at the gaffer last night, Mickey? Aye, fucking few hundred, like.
I love that.
And aye, was
good. Did he play with Celtic? Who? Is that the same guy, Michael Gray?
Aye,
he played with Celtic. He was a good guy, Michael Gray. He loved that night with me, didn't he?
Great guy, but apparently he went and got one of them linguistic things where you change how you speak.
Tam Courts.
Aye. So now he's like on all these platforms talking very different.
He's been Courts, didn't he?
Media training.
But sounds like a twat.
That's us, boys.
Fly.
Short show, just Scotland stuff and the Newcastle stuff.
Flying. By the way, people need to let us know what they want for us for the
Aye, for the next, what is the preference? Producer's nodding his head earlier, but Hydro, Hamden, Roadshow.
You've got to eat that yum yum at Hamden,
mate.
On the stage.
That's my actual favourite thing at Greg's. Two yum yums for a pound. Fucking decent.
I like a pig jammies.
Do you?
Pig jammy donut.
So what would you start with? You get the four sausage roll for three.
No. I don't really go to Greg's as much now. But it would be a wee cup of tea and a link sausage.
See, Greg's are getting a dive through.
Yeah, a couple of yum yums. Have they?
His motor will just be parked there constantly.
The van's too big to go.
Is that what you get? What did you get? A cup of tea? You get our own sausage for Greg's?
Cup of tea.
I'd rather go to a wee greasy spoon to get
That's what I learned, because Greg's rolls are too fat, too heavy.
Uh-huh.
Whereas you need to get a McGee's or a Morton's roll, butter, put the bacon or sausage on top, the butter melts, grease dripping at it.
Oh.
That's perfect, isn't it?
Mate, I got a Roman bacon for a cafe in the West End the other day. Have you ever had a Roman bacon in the West End?
Aye, fortune.
Shite.
Bacon's about that size, one slice, isn't it? Honestly, eating a roll.
Got to embarrass the sandwich shop in the West End, right, just off of Clarence Drive. I got a roll out of the other week, £4.50, and they had that, you know, that shite ham you get out of Tesco?
Billy 50
strips for a pound. They had that in it.
No chance.
£4.50, nearly choked on it.
Nah,
go,
I would never
go back to the schemes if you want a breakfast.
Aye, proper.
By the way, that he's going to eat that.
Aye.
Well. It's pure smashed on it. That custard thing is unbelievable.
Superb.
Brilliant, lads.
There we go.